Dreamscape presents The Least Among Us by Gwen Florio, narrated by Hilary Huber. Chapter 1. Julia Geary came across all kinds of stupid in the course of her job as a Peake County public defender, but Ray Belmar pushed fuck-up into a whole new dimension. The Justice of Peace looked down her long nose and read the charges facing Ray: public disturbance, lewdness, indecent exposure, then turned to him and put them into appalled, plain English. "You ran into the middle of the St. Patrick's Day parade stark naked?" On the Monday after the parade, the courtroom reeked of stale alcohol sweating its way through overworked pores. It was packed with still hungover miscreants awaiting initial court appearances on all manner of misbehavior that had crossed a legal line. The snoozers among them, and there were many, snapped to wakefulness. Julia spoke up. "With respect, Your Honor, my client wasn't naked. He wore a sock. The charge of indecent exposure doesn't apply." The judge turned her glare upon Julia. "A single clad foot doesn't negate the charge, Ms. Geary, as you well know." Julia cleared her throat. "Your Honor." She waited a beat. "It wasn't on his foot." The courtroom erupted. Ray turned to face the gallery and took a bow. "A sock," he mouthed, spreading his hands apart to indicate extra long. "Mr. Belmar," the judge slammed her gavel. Julia cast an ostentatious glance at the courtroom clock and, behind her back, rubbed her fingers together, knowing that Claudette Green, Peake County's lead prosecutor, would see the gesture from her table on the other side of the well. As they'd walked together into the courtroom, Julia had bet Claudette $10 she'd have the courtroom in stitches 3 minutes into Ray's case. "You're on," Claudette said. "They're all still too wasted to hear anything other than it's their turn to say not guilty." "What are you doing here today, anyway? Isn't this a few steps below your fancy new pay grade?" Julia knew the answer, even as she asked. Claudette, her former partner in the public defender's division, had moved to the dark side, into a job as acting prosecutor when the former chief prosecutor resigned. But now Claudette faced an election and needed all the press she could get. The charges against Ray, all misdemeanors, normally wouldn't have rated Claudette's attention, but videos of Ray's antics at the parade had predictably gone viral, and Claudette was in court.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?